Warning, the following program may contain gratuitous amounts of cuckays. Ask your doctor before listening in to make sure that cuckays are good for you.
What starts with the letter C? Cookie starts with C. Let's think of other things that starts with C. Who cares about other things? C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh, C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, 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 start with C. Hey, you know what? A round cookie with one bite out of it looks like a C. A round donut with one bite out of it also looks like a C. But it is not as good as a cookie. Oh, the moon sometimes looks like a C, but you can't eat that. So, C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Yeah, C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, 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 start with C. Yeah, cookie, 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 start with C. Oh boy, cookie, 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 start with
C. Hello, everybody. That's right, by the sound of cookies, that means, that's right, it's time for the one, the only, Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, here on radio.dominican.edu. So, I can imagine a few of you are probably wondering, why did I choose a song about cookies? Well, you see, I just happened to have the pleasure of getting a package yesterday from my grandma and aunt that was filled with cookies. So, as a show of thanks for said cookies, I thought it was only right that I play a cookie-related song. So, hope y'all had a nice weekend. I certainly did. You got to see the family. And found one of those little the Visa gift card things I had forgotten about. That had like $25 in it. So I was certainly happy with that. So, now it's time to turn in to our first song. Now, you know, there's a lot of anniversaries going around this year. You know, you have the Emancipation Proclamation and the Cuban Missile Crisis and all that kind of stuff. But there's one that I haven't actually heard much about. I am, of course, talking about the War of 1812. You know, it even has a 12 on it. And still no one. I barely heard anything about it. So, normally I would go over the geopolitical consequences of the war along with its various causes. However, no one would be listening by the end of it. Or they'd all be asleep. So, I decided what better way than to express it in song. So, this song comes from the Canadian comedy group Three Dead Trolls in a Bagel. Bagel. Something like that. Words. Also known for the song where they bash Canada for almost 3 minutes. But I felt this one was a little more appropriate. At least for the topic. So here it is. Three dead trolls and a bagel's hit of historic proportions, the War of 1812.
out of that. But it could possibly survive. So, here it is.
Oh, come back, proud Americans, to before there was no TV. No basketball, no hockey, no BCTHC.
Sweet Jesus, no!
In 1812, Madison was mad. He was your president, you know. Well, he thought he'd tell us Canadians where we ought to go. He thought he didn't make Canada. Well, he thought that he was tough. Instead, we went to Washington and burned down all this stuff to the White House.
They returned home dead.
It's the only war you Yankees lost. Oh, except for Vietnam.
Right, and there was that whole thing in Somalia.
Oh, and the Bay of Ham.
Right.
The loser was America, the winner was ourselves. So join writing and gloat about a war of 1812 when the White House burned, burned, burned.
In 1812, we were just sitting around, minding our own business, putting crops into the ground.
Well, we heard the soldiers coming, and we didn't like that sound, so we took a boat to Washington and burned it to the ground.
Oh, we fired our guns, but the Yankees kept it coming. It wasn't quite as many as it was a while ago. We fired once more, and the Yankees started running down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Stop invading stuff.
Calm down.
Cheer up.
Nice.
Or we'll take a trip to Washington
and burn the White House twice in the White House. Burn, burn, burn. Fucking Americans won't invade it. It burn, burn, burn. It burned and burned and burned. It burn, burn, burn. I'll bet that makes you mad. Then you burn and burn and cry like a bunch of little babies.
Alrighty. Wonderful song, wasn't it? And in case you're wondering what all the cheers and stuff were for, that the this is a live performance, which they claim is the official version of the song. There's a whole bunch of different versions of it of varying lengths. Forgot to mention that, but just so you know. So, before we head out to our first break, we have our first piece of novelty news, where I go online and find news articles from around the world to show you just how silly the world can be. So our first story comes from an apartment complex in Holland Township, Michigan, where a recent fire is now believed to have been caused by a man cooking a squirrel. The reports say that the man, whose name has not yet been released, was seen cooking a squirrel for lunch using a propane torch. So now, I understand that sometimes you just gotta have a squirrel. You know, I get it. I get that, man. But, sorry. But this man clearly does not know how to safely handle fire. You know, I am an Eagle Scout. I've been in the Scouts for a while, and so I know that if I was cooking a squirrel, I'd make sure I was doing it safely. For instance, the man was using the torch to burn the hair off the squirrel. See, that's just not very efficient. You gotta skin it, you know? And I know that where I come from, with the Scouts, we teach them how to use knives in the first year. You know, give them their totem chip so they can use it in camp and stuff. So at least in my hometown, the Scouts would already have... they would already be ahead of this guy when it comes to squirrel preparation. And what about the cooking? You know, the article doesn't mention that he used anything but the propane torch. You know, was he just going to use that? You know, we learned proper fire and cooking skills in the Scouts. You know, we'd have a proper fire. We'd have the right cooking materials. You know, I'm telling you guys, troops in my hometown would make a squirrel meal that would put that man to shame. And that's a fact. So, for anyone who happens to be a first-time viewer, let me point out that I do indeed have a Facebook page. You should look it up, Dr. Novella, Novella, and like the page. There you can comment on the show, post things you think would be funny, and during the breaks, answer a question that I asked right before. And if I like it, I'll read it out loud. So, for our first question, I want to know, what kind of meal would you make if you only had a squirrel to use? The bonus points if you yourself are a scout. And with that, we will be right back. You are listening to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu.
Oh,
Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. And, I was on break. I was listening to the first song, the song that was playing on there. I have to give this radio station credit. Playing the video killed the radio star. That's actually one of my favorite songs. If anything, just because of the ironicness of it. In case any of you didn't know, the music video for this song, for that song, was the first they had ever played on MTV. So it's just kind of funny. The first music video they played was a song about music videos killing radio. Yeah, it's just kind of almost like a little, they definitely knew what they were doing when they picked that song kind of thing. But anyways, let's move on to our next song. So, this one's going to take us back to the world of the 60s. 1961 in particular. It was written and performed by Ray Stevens. Ray Stevens is a well-known American country, the pop singer and songwriter, who has just as many serious hits as he does hits as for his novelty songs. Now this one happens to be his first Hot 100 single, peaking at 35. So, here it is, that song whose name is definitely a mouthful. Here it is, Jeremiah Peabody's polyunsaturated, quick-dissolving, fast-acting, pleasant-tasting green and purple pills.
Do you have that run down feeling? Does your head go reeling? Are you nervous, jumpy, or on the edge? Is it neuritis, neuralgia, a head cold or stress? Or maybe is your sinus drainage? Do you have tired blood? Or maybe you're a little overweight. You better make some correction in all this infection. Just send in $1.98. Get rid of that running nose, that nagging cough, that sneeze, that chew, that wheeze, and other injuries. Take the wonder drug that kills all your ills. Take Jeremiah Peabody's polyunsaturated, quick dissolving, fast acting, pleasant tasting green and purple pills. Oh yeah. Well, it won't upset your stomach. It's good for arthritis. It soothes all your aches and pains. Get rid of those hammers in your head. Don't be a hypochondriac. Start feeling better again. Clear up that fungus among us. It's good for every ailment, including water on the knee. And it's guaranteed to be just what you need for quick, fast, speedy relief. Get rid of that running nose, that nagging cough, that sneeze, that chew, that wheeze, and other injuries. Take the wonder drug that cures all your ills. Take Jeremiah Peabody's polyunsaturated, quick dissolving, fast acting, pleasant tasting green and purple pills. Oh yeah, little green and purple pills. Oh yeah, little green and purple pills.
Alrighty, and welcome back. And so, silly me, I forgot to check for the answers. I got to my question, what kind of meal would you make with a squirrel? In other words, we do have an answer here from a Garrett Rettenhouse, who also happens to be an Eagle Scout. Well, I already know this, but still, pretty cool. So according to him, he would make a cooked squirrel dish. Yeah, okay, I figured it would be a squirrel dish. But anyways, cooking it using a makeshift rotary, using sticks nearby, and using the fur as a tablecloth after cleaning it, though. See, this is what I'm talking about. See, he's using materials around him in a proper cooking area, and he's not wasting anything. You're using the fur as a tablecloth and all that. You know, that's true scout ingenuity. So kudos to you, Garrett. All right, and with that, let's go to our next piece of novelty news. So, this one takes place in a Daytona Beach, where a man used a stun gun on a Papa John's delivery man in an attempt to grab the pizzas. So, yeah, wonderful. So, the guy, Christopher Collins, 19, faces a charge of armed robbery with a weapon for his Monday night attempt of pizza stealing. So that the Papa John's ploy went to deliver two pizzas down the street, and it was dark when he met Colin outside. When he'd asked for how much money he want that was for, the man ended up the guy ended up responding with a stun gun. As he tried to grab the pizzas, the employee forcefully pulled them away from Collins, and he ran away. So, I got to give this pizza man some credit. You know, here he is, you know, just being a pizza man. You know, it's dark. This guy wants to know about the price and all that kind of thing. Then suddenly, like, bam, stun gun. And he's like, nope, you ain't getting my pizzas. You ain't getting them until you pay. Except in this case, he's paying with justice. Ah. So big kudos to that guy. And really, like, and the later, the Collins, he reported that he was hungry. He was just trying to rob the pizza guy, the pizza. And so I get that you're hungry, but really, it's like, oh man, I gotta have some pizza. Even though I gotta tase this man. This man's going down. You know, it's like epic pizza wars. So, we're getting close to a break. So, of course, as I mentioned before, maybe you knew, I knew you have a Facebook page. Look up Dr. Novella on Facebook. Post comments, things you like, hate. Sometimes I'll post other stuff. And so, also use them to answer questions that I post right before the break. So, during this commercial break, what I want to know it's one of those things like, what do you even ask? Like, hey, would you want to go and taste someone for a pizza? Like, that'd have to be a pretty, like, awesome pizza to want to taste someone for it. Actually, there we go. Yeah. What kind of pizza would you be willing to tase a man for? So we'll get that, answer that question. We'll be right back here on Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour. Here on radio.dominican.edu. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. So, this time, I'm not going to forget this time, we're going to answer the question first. So the question was, for those of you who didn't hear, that what kind of pizza would you be willing to tase a man for? And Garrett here says he would stun a guy for a golden pizza with platinum pepperoni. That's pretty good. I will say that, though. I personally prefer the golden pizza with instead of platinum pepperoni, the little diamond sausage pieces. That's just me, you know. The to each his own. So, once again, another piece of novelty music. So, for the next song, we're going to go once again to Jonathan Colton. Jonathan Colton, for those who don't know, is a singer songwriter. He was known for a lot of songs based off geek culture, you know, video games and science fiction and all that. And this song is also a part of his Thing a Week albums, where he would write, record, and produce a new song every week for an entire year. And he ended up making three albums out of this. This happens to take place in the Thing a Week 2 album. It's probably one of his most well-known songs. The only one I can think of that'd be more popular would be the Still Alive, the song he wrote as the ending credits for the game Portal. So here it is, everyone's favorite zombie album anthem, the words, Jonathan Colton's Re Your Brains.
Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean no one's gonna eat your eyes. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brain. I don't want to nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of guns, and you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should to common ground somehow. Meanwhile, I'll report back to my colleagues who were chewing on the doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. Maybe we should compromise. Open up the doors. We'll all come inside and eat your brains.
Alrighty. Welcome back. So, now we got that. It's time once again to read some more in the wonderful world of novelty news. So, this story, like seemingly almost all of my stories these last few episodes, once again takes place in Florida. I don't know what it is with Florida lately. It's just like, just really weird things just keep happening in Florida. It's just like, it's mind-boggling. Yeah. Florida, why you know stop being so weird? Anyways, so this guy went, the governor of the state, the Rick Scott, he was at a Florida cabinet meeting on Tuesday, today. He announced a toll-free hotline for about the deadly fungi meningitis. Unfortunately, he mixed up the numbers a bit and accidentally directed people to a sex hotline. Now, while definitely a way to get men more interested in politics, surely there's surely they have to like double check this stuff. You know, it was only for a brief moment. Like eventually, like after a little bit, they realized they made the mistake and they correct themselves, which is good. But it's a little hard to make sure you have the numbers right. You know, it's just like, why are you being so weird, Florida? Why are you being so weird? You know, for first we have short people trying to gain the right to let people in bars throw them. Then we have ladies riding manatees. And now we have the governor who can't remember the exact numbers and sends people to a sex hotline. Like, seriously, get your game together, Florida. Hopefully afterwards the people were able to get to the proper line. That's good. Apparently there have been more than 100 fungi meningitis cases reported nationally. There have been a few people who have died, including one in Florida. Yeah. My hearts off to those people. I wonder that the governor could have responded with something that wasn't a sex hotline. But you know what? That's why you double check all your work. Could do a lot worse. Could be a Nazi sex line. Oh, God. don't even want to think about that. Okay, you know, it's question time. I mean, this conversation doesn't need to go any further than that. Question time. So, you know, is if you were sending out a hotline, a phone number to someone, and you accidentally got the wrong one, what would you redirect people to? So, we'll answer that, and I'll read it right after will be our last commercial break. And you've been watching the Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu.
Bye.
Alrighty, everyone. And welcome back to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. So, we have our answer to if you were going to redirect a bunch of people to another line, what line would it be? And Rainy Garrett, who's been nice and been posting all these questions on here, answers, and I certainly appreciate it. He said he sent to the assertion hotline where young mages wondering how to complete assertion. And unless you're within my small group of friends, you probably don't get that joke. Thanks. But still appreciative. Alrighty. So that about wraps it up. We have a few more minutes left. A little early for the people coming up next. There is another show after this. It's kind of similar to this. They play music, talk a little bit about stuff. If you want to listen to them, that's certainly an option also. And so, I was thinking, you know, what would be a good way to end? What would be a good song to end with for the show? Well, this is something I think for all shows. I think, okay, you know, what am I going to do for this? You know, what do I want to end it with? So, I decided for today, it would be annoying all of you with an incredibly addictive song. That's right, everybody. You've been watching Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. Enjoy. And have a good night. You're welcome.